Fridays are when the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich joins us to talk about business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Typically, we talk about several different business stories, but this week we're going to kind of zero in on one particular story, the lack of what's known as wet lab space in the Sacramento area. First of all, what is wet lab space and how could this shortage affect the Sacramento region? Why is this a big deal?
Yeah, well, wet lab space is space that's designed for testing chemicals or biological matter. And these labs are necessary for life sciences, medical, pharmaceutical, and agricultural research and experiments. A wet lab shortage is a problem because agricultural and biological technology are growing industries in the Sacramento area.
Well, what are the business impacts here?
Well, one recent example is Anpac Technology USA, a company that once dreamed of bringing 1,000 workers to Sacramento. But now the Shanghai-based company has left the area and wants to reopen its headquarters in Philadelphia. A company representative said a lack of local wet lab space was a factor in that decision. Apparently, Anpac was looking for wet lab space in the Sacramento area for the last 4 years, but it could never find a location to fit its needs.
And we should mention that Anpac is a company that develops early cancer screening tests. Do you know where they were looking in the Sacramento area?
Well, apparently one of those places was Elk Grove. That's according to an email exchange recently obtained by the Business Journal. In that exchange, Elk Grove's development director said Anpac was looking for wet lab space in Elk Grove and urged the CEO of California North State University to include wet lab space on or near the university's proposed Elk Grove Hospital campus. In fact, according to public records obtained by the Business Journal, Elk Grove has been pursuing a biotech hub or space for wet labs for quite a while. Despite support, however, those plans appear to have stalled.
Well, why is wet lab space so scarce?
Cost is one factor. Constructing buildings that include wet lab space can be much more expensive than basic construction. Wet labs require expensive infrastructure to be installed into buildings. These buildings are typically built to house industrial refrigerators, freezers, incubators, and growth chambers. In an interview with the Business Journal this week, the CEO of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council said the delays that often come with doing business in California can be a factor, too. The lengthy process of approving new infrastructure in the Sacramento area and statewide makes it difficult to accommodate companies quickly, he said.
So these labs are necessary for medical and agricultural research and experiments. And of course, that's what UC Davis does. I mean, how are these issues affecting the university?
That's a good question. We've previously reported that a shortage of lab space at UC Davis is actually exacerbating this problem. Professors at the university can't get the wet lab space they need on campus, so UC Davis leases lab space off campus, making it unavailable for commercial enterprises.
So with all of these challenges, is there like a light at the end of the tunnel? Any solution in sight?
Sort of. Some observers say public-private partnerships could be key in creating more wet lab space, and the future Aggie Square development in Sacramento could provide some relief. UC Davis hopes to get some additional wet labs built as part of Aggie Square. That could result in labs going vacant on the Davis campus and in the city of Davis, but that's still years away.
All right, a deep dive into wet labs. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.